Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. 3 seconds.
Live at the state capitol in Bismarck today with What's on Your Mind to ask the question, What's on Your Mind? Hi, folks. Scott Hannon here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell as well.
Hello.
And our telephone number, 800-228-0550, is there for you to pick up that phone and join us on the program today and let us know what's on your mind. Whatever it is, what do you think needs some attention today? What has you revved up today? What do you want to talk about today? You tell me, okay? We're brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. By the way, we're less than a week away from the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Oh, they're going to be fun. If you check out the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page, you get a little flavor of the Cookfest from previous events, which is kind of fun. Alexander Tuesday, less than a week away, and then a week from tomorrow, Southart. And events start in each of the communities at 2:30 in the afternoon both days. And then that's the information sessions that go on. They have a Bakken Basics education session. And then 4 until 7 is the free barbecue and the live music. And it literally is not only free barbecue, but a lot of free stuff. And they're a lot of fun. And Jesse Veeder, Outlaw Sippin', will be performing in Alexander. And Quintana Biffert in Southart. So it's going to be great fun. Next week we'll be broadcasting live from all the events. So looking forward to it. Hope to have you join us for the big day next week. Okay, check that all out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on the Facebook page for NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Okay, let's see here. Well, man, I got a pile of stuff we could talk about. We didn't get to all the Trump callers. There's a lot of Trump support out there. I was just last night got through a whole myriad of comments of yours regarding Donald Trump on our Facebook page. So if we left you out yesterday on that topic, feel free to weigh in. We also have some concerns. I have the Bismarck Tribune in front of me here. And what did it quote here? Is it quoting somebody? We've been talking a lot about this haze that has come from the wildfires. In fact, we have one texter who maybe inhaled too much of this smoke, because he actually, maybe it was a different kind of smoke that this person inhaled, but he was blaming the wildfires on global warming. So evidently, lightning is now, I guess...
Well, it's possible for man to do something and make lightning sort of go, I suppose, but...
We source lightning to global warming now.
Maybe somebody pulled a Benjamin Franklin and put a key at the end of a kite or something.
Yeah, maybe that could be.
But you never know.
But anyway, I was Chuck Hyatt with the North Dakota Department of Health Air Quality Division is quoted in this Associated Press story that's in the Bismarck Tribune today, and more people having some significant health effects from this. Kelly Andrews quoted in this story, who's out of Napoleon, and she and her husband have asthma and are having some real issues. And it is increasing. So be careful if you're out there. That's another issue. And here's a story that doesn't surprise me, and I think we'll see more of, not only here, but all across the country. The Stark County Commission yesterday in Dickinson dealt with an issue related to the Supreme Court's decision on same-sex marriage and suggesting that North Dakota's laws, North Dakota's voters, all of that goes out the window. It's been trumped by the federal government in the Supreme Court decision. And so, therefore, when a same-sex couple comes into, in this case, Dickinson, North Dakota, the Stark County Courthouse, the auditor is presented with a request for a marriage license for individuals of same sex. Well, the county recorder, her name is Kathy Schwab, basically said, I can't do this. I don't believe in this, and I have a personal religious belief that I shouldn't have to do this, and felt uncomfortable granting same-sex couples marriage licenses. So the Stark County State's Attorney brought this to the County Commission and said Ms. Schwab has personal deep-seated beliefs that she says really interfere with her ability to do that kind of thing. She's asking that the board exercise authority to appoint a substitute official in instances of applications for marriage licenses for same-sex marriages. And they did do that. They did allow the deputy recorder to handle that. This evidently happening in the counties all across the nation, who are now being forced to the Supreme Court ruling. So here's my question for you. I watched some of the Facebook chatter on this and put a question up on our Facebook page. And let me give you a little flavor for the viewpoints you're getting from individuals. Unacceptable. If you're unable or unwilling to perform aspects of your job, resign. And that's quite typical. F you, says another. Maybe the deputy recorder should be highlighted for not being a bigoted ASS hat. So this tolerance thing, I guess, goes one way. Only one way. Supreme Court says you do this, so you do this. My question to you is, who's right here? In this case, you have a county recorder. As the attorney said, strong beliefs, trying to come to a solution. Is that reasonable that they find a solution there based on her beliefs? Or, hey, she's the county recorder and you better do it or else. Do your job or else. What's the right way to handle this, do you think? I'm curious of your opinion. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, we also have on the program today something that the listeners prompted, and that's a discussion on property taxes with a couple of experts at the state level. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here, as will Senator Dwight Cook Amanda, specifically to answer your questions on property taxes. Anything related to property taxes. A lot of the questions we've had on the program that have come in have been about assessments going up, you know, in a really, you know, I remember one particular listener from Grant County down by Carson said, hey, valuation went up 2,000 3 years ago, 8,000 2 years ago, this year, 40,000 plus. What the heck's going on was his question. And there's been others like that as well, calling from West Fargo. Same thing. We had just had a number of them. And so we said, you know what, we're going to try and get to the bottom of this. But other folks say, I hear about all this property tax relief. I'm not seeing enough of it. So whatever it is, property tax relief, reform, assessments, valuations, anything related to that, feel free to call us today. And by the way, if you want to get your questions in early so you make sure you get yours answered, you can call now and press 1 when you call and just say, question for Senator Cook or Governor Dalrymple on property taxes. All right, so we're going to do that coming up in about a half hour here on the program. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Plaza. Are you in Plaza, Joe?
Yes, I am.
What's on your mind today?
I'm wondering why your radio station, I like your radio station, I like Rush Limbaugh, and I like you guys. But you guys bring in this Tom Brokaw. He comes in like once a day, and he'll talk about something. And the other day, he was talking about gay marriage and how he was all for it, and it was the right thing to do. And I'm like, why would your station have this guy come on there and spread that kind of, I just think it's terrible.
It's well, he is a big name from the Dakotas, so, but.
Yeah.
It's a 45-second feature. It's not like it's not, but.
I'm just surprised you guys would have that, and all I want to say is, like, he's the opposite of Donald Trump. And I am so glad for Donald Trump. You know, at least he stuck up for that girl, and they may get rid of these sanctuary cities. And for all you people out there, if you want to save America, vote for Donald Trump because he doesn't care about what all these little, all these companies are together, like Serta and ESPN, and all, it's all together, and it's all a one world deal going here, and if you get out of line, they'll destroy you. And he's our only hope to save this nation, so you guys vote for Donald Trump, and that's all I have to say.
All right, Joe, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. John and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, I think it was, what, 3 years ago, Barack Obama, he opposed gay marriage. Now he's all for it. You know, I mean, it's just another propaganda BS that they're forcing on us. This lady over in Dickinson, hey, I back her 100%. If I was in her shoes, I'd spit in her face, don't get the hell out of here. Go Washington, D.C., go have Barack Obama marry y'all. That's my opinion.
All right, John, appreciate the call, and you are right. President Obama was elected president with an opinion that marriage was between one man and one woman. Same thing as senator, changed his opinion. I can't remember if it was before the second. I think it was before the second term, but anyway, you're right. He flipped politically.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot. And July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you at one of these summer field day events. For more information, contact your local county extension office.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's Best Trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Capital today, talking property taxes with Governor Dalrymple and Senator Dwight Cook coming up here in about a half hour. Your questions welcome for that. In the meantime, just tell us what's on your mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. They're located in Kildare, coming soon to Wilson, also in Billings, Montana, on Highway I-90, actually, north side of I-90 in Billings. exit 452 or 455 and Highway 22, top of the hill in Kildare, where you cannot miss their sign. They're hiring right now. They want me to tell you that they're back looking for technicians are out there. So if you're a technician, you know someone that's a technician, Bakken wages up to $35 an hour, townhome provided for you to live in, or a housing allowance, your choice there, great benefit package, and a great opportunity with a great company, the largest tank trailer manufacturer in the country, and they have 30 polar service centers across the U.S., including the one I mentioned here in North Dakota operating now and another one coming. If you're interested in one of these positions, here's the number for Terry. He's the human resources manager. He said, just give my cell phone number up because I'm so anxious to chat with these people, and we'll get them into the queue and get them an interview and get them part of the team. 507-696-1164 is that number, 507-696-1164. Josh is the sales guy up there, so if you're looking for a tank part, they'll bring it to you wherever you're at. They have literally, there's just simply not a tank part they don't have. They have them all, including Challenger pumps at a great deal right now. Tank washes, too, $100 off your first tank wash if you mention me. Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. By the way, Todd, that caller earlier about Tom Brokaw, concerned about his opinion.
Yes.
We welcome all opinions on this program.
Absolutely.
And so I might not agree with Tom Brokaw 8 out of 10 times with his opinion, but that's what he's giving, his opinion.
Yeah.
That's what he does now, actually, in that little commentary.
So trust me, it didn't take very long for the Rapid City, a Rapid City station to call us and go, hey, how do we get that feature? How do we get that feature? And it's a, you know, it's a nationwide network distributed feature, but it's only 45 seconds. I guess I've just never seen anybody so incensed at 45 seconds in radio in my life.
And I, as a conservative, I don't want to ever get to the point where you say, okay, only my viewpoint should be heard. I don't ever want to hear the other side.
Yeah, no, we've talked about that, and it's so true. I mean, it would be incredibly boring radio if all it were you're right, Scott, you're right, Scott, you're right, Scott calls. Not that we don't want those, but if that's all it was, it would be so boring. It's just like eating the same thing for dinner every night. It'd be boring.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing on this debate in Stark County right now. You know, you have a group of people who believe that same-sex marriage ought to be sanctioned by the state, and they won the Supreme Court, okay? That's their view. Understand, some people are not going to agree with that decision. Some people are not going to agree with that lifestyle, that choice, that whatever relationship. Okay. On the other hand, you know, respect their view, and you know, I think tolerance shouldn't be a one-way street here. Tom in Northwood, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Well, I guess my opinion is that this whole same-sex marriage thing is kind of an attack on Christianity in the long run. And even deeper than that, I think it shows some real flaws in our three-party system, so to speak, where the Supreme Court is making some really terrible decisions lately, in my opinion, some that seem real common sense. And so I think there's a lot of, maybe there should be some opinions given on what could be done to change what the Supreme Court's doing in the long run. And that's about all, I guess. I want to give you one plug. I've been using your Slim Most copy for 2 months. I've lost 14 pounds. Good product. Thank you.
Hey, how about that? You're 2 months in on that baby already, huh?
Yep.
That's tough.
Yeah, I got my own way of cooking it up, but in the long run, it's the same product, and it works really good for me.
My wife uses it, and we use the Keurig coffee makers, and you can get those little, you know, Keurig cups where you put your own coffee in it, and you can add it to the coffee. She's been doing that, likes it very well. So everybody has their own little way of mixing it up.
Yep, I do in the morning every morning. 8 ounces of soy milk, one banana, and about 8 ice cubes, and a little bit of protein powder, and it's a great milkshake.
Great story. Appreciate that very much. And the Slim Roast coffee, by the way, is we'd love to give you free samples, so you can try it yourself and see if you like it as much as Tom here does. And 877-383-6054 is the telephone number, or slimroast.com, and they'll send you a free sample. So,
all right. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Can't beat free. slimroast.com or 877-383-6054. Here's an emailer asking a question that I think is worthy of our pondering here a little bit. Did this same person, referring to the auditor, ask everyone that came in for a license if they were living together, which is also a sin? Living together is so commonplace nowadays, I'm sorry to say that gay marriage in 50 years will be the same. But I think Jim makes a pretty good point there. This is something that I think, when we talk about Christian beliefs saying same-sex marriage is wrong, what's the difference between sex outside of marriage or adultery? There's no difference in the Bible in saying one's worse than the other. A sin is a sin is a sin. So it is an interesting dilemma, you know, when you're saying, well, my beliefs are just say that's wrong. But it's a good wake-up call that, you know, okay, the amount of same-sex relationships in the United States are minuscule compared to the amount of adulterous affairs that are happening. Or relationships outside of marriage. But we don't jump up and down about that. Why? I think supporters of same-sex marriage have a point in that regard. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right, as our mom often told us. But nonetheless, it should cause you to pause a little bit. Mike and Mandan wanted to weigh in on the auditor situation. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I got the problem solved with Dickinson.
How would you solve it?
Well, they just have to declare themselves a sanctuary for heterosexuals like San Francisco and just disobey the federal law.
Can you believe that whole deal? It's sanctuary
city. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
You know, if one city, or there's supposedly 100 of them doing that with immigration, why can't cities do it for this law, too, now? I know it sounds ridiculous, but I was surprised somebody hasn't thought of it yet.
I thought of it when I heard this story. I thought, well, how does that work?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so you just say, I don't like that law, and therefore we're a sanctuary city. I agree with you.
And I think my car should be my own sanctuary. That way I can speed.
There you go. Do anything you want in the confines of your car, because it's a sanctuary.
Now I hear him laughing in the background there, because I'm trying to keep them laughing.
I don't know that anybody's tried the sanctuary defense before. That's an interesting angle there.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good day, okay?
Thanks for the call, Mike. And it just tells you how stupid it is. And, of course, you know.
The sanctuary angle.
By the way, this murderer in San Francisco specifically said the reason that he kept going back to San Francisco is because it was a sanctuary city. So you don't think the thugs know to exploit that? Of course they do. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live at the State Capitol of Bismarck today. Coming up in our next segment and for the hour following, we are going to be chatting with Governor Jack Dalrymple and Senator Dwight Cook about property taxes today on the program. In the meantime, anything on your mind, let us know, and we'll be glad to chat with you. I want to talk about a little bit about HeDolls before I get back to the phones here. You know, HeDolls has it. And when you hear me say HeDolls has it, you probably think auto parts, right? Whatever it might be, they've got it, and they do. They have everything that you could possibly need to keep your vehicle looking good and running well. Engines, windshields, bumpers, I mean, everything. They've got it. And if it's on their shelf, they'll get it to you from their warehouse, usually overnight as well. They have some of the best full-service automotive machine shops in the upper Midwest on the planet. They can do it. But they also have great people. Folks like Josh Kemet up there at Williston, who's coming up on a decade now that he's been with HeDolls. And like many of the professionals at HeDolls, lives and breathes vehicles, you know, and works on cars themselves, you know, brake job, you know, whatever it takes. I asked, what's your first pickup? 81 Chevy pickup. He's a pickup guy, that guy. And I had an 81 Chevy Scottsdale. And, he has some young kids, so 8 and 6, I think he told me. So the ages that keep him hopping, but loves helping the customers of HeDolls. That's really his love every day. You know, everyday cars to big rigs. Of course, Williston shop. They got a lot of oil field action out there, so a lot of calls for heavy duty truck stuff. Anything and everything. They just get it. A lot of it they have on hand. And we'll deliver it immediately. So three full-time delivery drivers get here bright and early in the morning and shipping the stuff out and go to work every day. So ASC certified as well, like many of the professionals. Give Josh a call. I think he was our first pickup guy for the first car at that Chevy.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I don't know if we've had any other pickups, but I thought that was pretty cool. So he's one of the many pros. The secret weapon, as Dick Heedall calls them, of HeDolls, those great people. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Got some great emails here I want to get to as well, but a lot of you have been waiting a while here, including Margie and Mandan. Hey, Margie, what is on your mind on this fine day?
Yeah, I think that the lady in Dickinson was extremely responsible. And I think it's a point that has been missed. Before two gays came in and asked for a marriage license, she went to her supervisor or somebody in power and said, I am against this. Is there an alternative so my name does not have to be on the license? They said, let's look into it. They found a way to make sure that there's not a gay in the county that is going to be denied a license. And so she took care of it before anything really started. And I think she needs to be admired for that. So nobody's going to be denied a license. You know, good for her.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a good in the Stark County Commission. She, by the way, she didn't want any attention on this. I think I forget who covered this. I think it was the Dickinson paper. Tried to interview her. She said no. Talk to the county attorney, who was the one that ultimately went to the county commission and dealt with the issue. And they appointed a deputy commissioner to handle it. So. I agree with you. I think this is a way to handle it, and I that's why I'm amazed at some of the feedback, the vitriol directed at this woman. I don't think that's fair at all. Appreciate the call, Jamie Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Hey Scott, I got a couple of things. First of all, real quick, Donald Trump. I thought he was kind of a joke coming in right away, but now he's kind of winning me over here. You know, he's what I like about the guy is when these Democrats try and bully him around with political correct stuff or throw racist bombs at him. You know, he's not afraid to come back and punch him in the mouth. He doesn't care. And that's the kind of thing we need on the right, because we've been getting kicked and punched by these left-wingers for years.
I think that's why people are enamored with the guy. I mean, we had a pile of comments yesterday about this topic, just asking the question, you know, who's right here? The pile-on crew on Donald Trump or... the folks that say, finally, he's speaking for us, and the vast majority of people support Trump here. No doubt about
yep.
it.
Now, how many people were killed in South Carolina there in that church? The 9 of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, now over the weekend, there was 8 or 9 black-on-black crimes that were committed with gunfire that were killed. 8 or 9 murders. And 37 more were wounded. Now, where's the big uproar? I don't see Fox or CNN or anybody out there making a big stink about it, wanting them to take down Chicago Bear flag or something. What I want somebody to tell me what makes it worse when some goofy white guy kills 8 black people than it is than when you know these black people kill other blacks. What makes it worse? What's the big difference there? Because this deal is gang crime, so I know gang members hate each other, so that must be a hate crime too, right? I want somebody to tell me the difference here. Because I'm tired as a white man of being told I'm a racist all the time, and we got to always cater to this garbage.
Jamie, appreciate the comments, and I hear you loud and clear, my man. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Kat and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm an expert on this. I did want to comment on the same-sex marriage. I think that people...
Kat, I'm going to put you on hold 1 second, just see if we can improve that cell phone signal I hear here. Manny, if you chat with her and just let me know if it's better. I'm hearing about every third word. Jerry Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. Two things like the last caller had. One, it'd be kind of interesting to see if this the murderer in San Francisco was actually in custody back in 2009 and it was one of the thousands that Obama had released during the government shutdown. And on this gay marriage thing out in Dickinson, I'm starting to wonder how many people in Idaho are going to be going in there and asking for multiple marriage licenses, because if two people or two consenting adults can get married, what's to say they can't have more than one wife? So I'm just waiting for the firestorm of multiple marriage licenses being requested.
Yeah, it's happening in Montana already. One request happened, I can't remember if that was last week or early this week, but not long ago. Jerry, appreciate the call. Thanks for your thoughts on all kinds of issues. That's why I love doing this show, and we love giving you the platform to let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Let me read those emails, because a number of them here that have been weighing in, and I want to give you a chance to hear from those folks as well. I was just listening to the radio commentary, says the listener, talking about what's the difference between gay marriage, adultery, premarital sex, divorce, etc. I think there's two differences when talking about it from a religious aspect. First is we're forgiven for our sins if we ask for forgiveness and repent. When you get married, you're embracing the sin. You are not repenting or asking for forgiveness. The second is you're not asking the church to bless your sin of adultery, premarital sex, etc., as you are when you ask the church to marry you. So there is that. Nobody goes to the church to have a divorce performed. Interesting angle on that debate from earlier. Thank you. Karen says, I totally agree with the Stark County Commission and applaud Kathy Schwab for living her beliefs. No different than accommodating a Muslim dress requirement. Just do your job. Would anyone say that to the Nazi government officials that were just doing their jobs? A stretch, I know, but whose civil rights are more important, yours or mine? I'm a Stark County resident, and I'm proud of my commissioners. Another email. Kudos to Kathy Schwan, the auditor from Dickinson. She has rights, too. In Minneapolis, Somalian Muslims wear their burqas and scarves as cashiers at Target, but if you want to check any pork, they call another cashier to touch it because of religious reasons. Same difference. All right. All good points. We get Kat back? Kat's going to have to call back. Louie and Lemoore. Is this some kind of joke, or is this actually Louie and Lemoore? Are you there?
Hey, now I'm here.
How are you?
Louie is in Lemoore.
Louie is in Lemoore, okay.
Hey, it's about, you barely nailed just what I was wanting to talk about. I'm just saying, when a county auditor is, she's marriage license to a man and his girlfriend, they're taking a step in the right direction. If the county auditor issues to a same-sex couple, that's a step in the wrong direction, in my opinion.
All right. So, the Stark County Commission do the right thing by saying, hey, that's a religious belief, we're going to appoint a deputy when that happens, which I would assume would be fairly rare in Dickinson, obviously. And quite honestly, I'd love nothing more to stop talking about this, personally, for the reason that, number one, I think you advance the goals of people who want to normalize it by continuing to talk about it, and I don't think it's normal. I'm sorry. That's my personal belief, okay? I understand it's a reality, and I understand there's going to be people of same sex that are attracted to each other, but to say they should have a marriage no different than what a man and a woman have, just completely at odds with reality. Yet, it is a very small percentage of people that are in those, so why do we spend so much time talking about it? That's one issue I have.
I was just responding to the email you read earlier where you said, what's the difference between doing this and then giving a marriage to somebody that's been living out of wedlock? So.
Right. You disagree, and so did another caller. Appreciate that call, Louie. Thanks. Call again. Anytime we can hear
thanks,
from Louie.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Yeah, Louie right. And Lemoore. I like that very much. Casey and Holiday, last call for this segment. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today?
Good, you?
Oh, not bad. I need to dissent with you on a couple of things. You were talking about IUDs last, I think it was a day or so ago. And I think that they're useful for people who are planning their parenthood. Actually, my wife had an IUD, and we had it removed. Now we're ready to have a child. So,
yeah,
I mean,
no, those were, well, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about some sort of surgical implant being used, and I forget where it was, but it was a New York Times story that Jake Tapper was touting as a great example of teenage pregnancies being down, but they were down as a result of these youngsters having these implants. I'd never seen it before, but something that goes in the arm that's surgically implanted. And I don't know if it releases something, but it was very, you know, creepy, if you ask me. So
yeah, I don't think they should be approved for people, you know, for teenage girls. But
yeah, that's what they were being used for. So we didn't spend a lot of time on that, but that was a little bit different rather than more, I guess,
yeah.
Traditional, more traditional. It just, you know, I'll post the story on Facebook and we can have the debate there. How about that, Casey? Appreciate the call. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Talking property taxes next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We are live at the state capitol today with What's on Your Mind, brought to you on Wednesdays by our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Don't forget Alexander on Tuesday and South Hart on Thursday for the latest Bakken Rocks Cookfest, and they are great events. We'll be there broadcasting live at both. Entertainment, free barbecue, the Bakken Basics Education Session, well worth taking in. So if you can make it Alexander on Tuesday or South Hart on Thursday, you will not be disappointed. Also brought to you today by the new iCitizen app. If you haven't downloaded it yet and you have a smartphone, either a Droid or an iPhone, download this. This is really great. It's for civic-minded individuals that want a source of information and also a tool to communicate with their representatives at the local, state, and federal level. On mine, I even have a picture of Governor Dalrymple right there. And Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, and my local legislators. So they're all right there, and it gives you their contact information. And it allows the citizens to, you know, make informed decisions, take actions on the issues that matter to them most. And it's very easy. So it's great. They have some new polls going up today. I mentioned earlier that the polls were on the Supreme Court. The new ones now have to do with the Confederate flag and whether or not you believe the Confederate flag mostly symbolizes Southern heritage or racism. And then it asks, excluding museums, do you believe the Confederate flag should be banned from appearing on government property? Should private companies be banned from selling items featuring the Confederate flag? That whole debate. And, again, you get to weigh in on that. So check it out. Download the app for free, register your information, and participate in these polls and communicate directly with your elected officials on what matters most to you. Okay, well, we are honored to have on the program today both Senator Dwight Cook and Governor Jack Dalrymple to talk property taxes today. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the reforms that have been put in place and answer any questions that you might have specifically related to your own property tax situation or, you know, what you saw the legislature and, pass and the governor sign in the way of relief and how that shows up in your mailbox. Any questions related to property tax are certainly welcome today on the program. Governor Dalrymple, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Scott. Great to be with you.
Thank you for being here. Senator Cook, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. Real good, thank you.
Glad to have you both here. So, we'll get to your questions, your comments here coming up on the program as well. I want to first just talk a little bit about the reforms that are in place. I guess they're a little bit complicated, so we'll take the time necessary to walk through them. But there's property tax relief. We know about that. But there's also a need for property tax reform. How are we doing on that front? Where are we at with that, Governor?
Well, I think we're doing great. And, you know, it takes both. It takes property tax relief. And now we need to add to that property tax reform because some of our tax relief on property in the past really has been in the form of what we call buy down, which is the state essentially helping people to pay their local property taxes. People appreciate that very much. We're currently providing at the county level about 12% of that cost, about $250 million for the upcoming biennium. It's a lot of money. But the fact is, we're not really making a permanent reform in that property tax relief. It's still being collected. And ultimately, where does that go? How do you sustain that over the long haul? We did achieve true property tax reform when we revamped the school funding formula. And, you know, people are forgetting now, but about 6 or 7 years ago, the average school levy in North Dakota was approximately 200 mills. Today, thanks to our school funding reform, it cannot be more than 70 mills. And that is true property tax reform in the sense that it is a permanent change in how we fund K-12 education. The state has taken on a larger share of that. And that's not going to change going forward. It won't come and go. We're trying to now achieve that as well, and I think we've made the big step forward in this legislative session for all of the other political subdivisions, counties, cities, townships, on down the line. For the first time in history, we have actual mill levy caps on all of our political subdivisions. That is a true breakthrough. That is true reform. We have never had that in the past.
What will that mean, Senator Cook? What will the difference be for the taxpayer, do you believe?
Well, you got to understand, too, Scott, that property taxes pay for local government. Local government levies the tax, not the state. But we're partners in this. The state sets the rules by which the taxes are levied, and then the local governments pay, follow these rules. You got to get the taxpayer involved at the local decisions in order to keep property taxes low. The last thing we want is to give release and then see the taxes creep right back up. In order for the taxpayer to get involved at the local level, he's got to be informed. He's got to understand how it works, and they are complicated. Whenever I talk to an individual about their property taxes, I don't want to have the conversation unless we have his tax statement or her tax statement right in front of us. and we start there and with an explanation of how. And then all of a sudden the lights go off and they understand it. But the big thing about caps and reform is that that's the only way that you can get the voters involved with it. They got to have a say in whether or not the taxes are going to go up or not.
The other big piece of it, Scott, though, is simplifying and streamlining the system to a point where people at least have a chance of, like, being able to understand it.
Yeah, put it in English.
And exactly, and be able to make comparisons. And I think we really made a leap forward on that during this session.
All right, short break. You got a good overview of what we're going to talk about here on the program. And when we come back after the news break, your questions or comments welcome on this as well, and more of our conversation with Governor Dalrymple and Senator Cook live from the state capitol today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. TV.